The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
If you haven't heard, big news in the Christian community. One of the best known pastors in America is retiring. Rick Warren has announced his retirement. Yep, this past Sunday, quote, pastor and best-selling author Rick Warren announced Sunday that he is stepping down from leading Saddleback Church, the Southern California megachurch that he founded in 1980. Quote, in a message titled How to Discern the Best Time to Make a Major Change, Warren announced the church would begin the official search for his successor in the next week. When the new lead pastor is in place, Warren will transition to the role of founding pastor. Quote, this is not the end of my ministry. It's not even the beginning of the end. We're going to take one step at a time in the timing of God. God has already blessed me more than I could ever possibly imagine. I don't deserve any of it. And so this next transition in my life is something I am anticipating with zero regrets, zero fears, and zero worries. Quote, Warren also stated, the church does not have a successor in mind already, and they would look both inside and outside the church for a leader who is already doing some purpose-driven ministry, a term synonymous with Warren's life and leadership. I have such mixed emotions. I have, through the years, I have been a real supporter and defender of Rick Warren. Anyone who is as visible as Rick Warren and as successful and as God-blessed as Rick Warren is going to have a target on his back. No doubt about it. Hey, listen, we're humans. We all have the flesh to contend with, and all of us have to deal with jealousy. Rick Warren's ministry has surpassed what 99.9% of all pastors ever dream of in their life. He's had unbelievable, incredible success. And by success, I don't mean just numbers. I mean spiritual success. Hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people have come to Christ through the ministry of Rick Warren. Many of his principles of church growth and so forth are just so great, so solid. When I was pastoring in Westerville, I devoured his book, and we implemented many of the things that he suggested in his book because I found them thoroughly biblical, although innovative. And we used a lot of the principles and used them well, and God blessed them and God honored them. Rick Warren was constantly being criticized by this individual and that individual. He was called all kinds of names. He was a compromiser, blah, 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 blah. And through all the years, I was a staunch defender. Did I agree with everything he did and said? I don't agree with anybody. Everything. I don't agree with everything that anybody does, except Jesus. Joy and I had the privilege of meeting him, actually, in Washington, D.C. found him to be incredibly genuine and humble and warm. We were very impressed with him. We really were. He never got the big head. To my knowledge, unless something has changed, he still lives in the same house that he lived in 40 years ago. Now, his book, Purpose-Driven Life, sold millions and millions and millions of copies. The royalties on that book, he could have bought any house in the world he wanted to. He gave almost all of that away. And unless something changed recently, he's still living in the same house, very small house there in Southern California that he was living in 40 years ago. He was driving not some big super fancy car, but anyway, he had maintained his humility and a life well lived. And then, of course, their son committed suicide. I can't imagine going through that. He and his wife, Kay, went through that. And obviously with his prominence, his public life, his visibility, going through the suicide of a child had to be just terrible. They started Celebrate Recovery, which is being used in thousands of churches all over the world to help people with their addictions. The bottom line is, Rick Warren has accomplished an incredible amount of wonderful things for the kingdom of God. I was just deeply saddened that just recently, Saddleback Church left their complementarian roots and have become egalitarian. They just ordained women pastors. Very disappointed by that. And well, I almost wish he had retired before that. Because in my opinion, that's going to at least somewhat tarnish his legacy. But God bless him. God bless Rick Warren. He's 67 years old. He's now turning the reins over to someone else. And I know that they will, well, I hope and pray that they choose someone who will lead the church in the right direction. Rick Warren is a legend. It's extremely difficult to follow in the footsteps of a legend. And I'm not going to do it, but I could list a whole bunch of legendary pastors who either died or retired, and then the church hired, called someone, and it was a disaster. One of the most historic evangelical churches in America, when the pastor retired at a very old age, it took them five pastors to get it right. It took them five pastors to finally find someone who could really take that church and not only do what the previous pastor did, but to take it to the next level. So pray for Rick Warren. Pray for Saddleback Church. They have campuses all over Southern California. And again, I've had my differences with Rick Warren. But if I look at his ministry as a whole, my goodness, what this man has accomplished for the kingdom of God. We should all thank God for Rick Warren and how God has used him through these many, many years. 40 years. 40 years. Rick Warren, this past Sunday, announcing his retirement. All right, quick break, and we will wrap things up on today's Bob Burney Live.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, sooner or later, you can only hope that people wake up to the reality that the left kills and destroys everything it touches. I don't care what your politics are. If you have some common sense, you've got to be able to look around and say, whoa, wait a minute, this is not working. For instance, look at all, capital A, capital L, capital L, all of the high crime rate cities in America. What do they all have in common? Liberal, left, Democrat government. I mean, take a look at them. All of them. Take a look at the liberal-left ideology concerning fighting crime. Take a look at Seattle. We're going to fight crime by defunding the police. How's that worked out? Portland, Oregon. We're gonna fight crime by defunding police. We're going to do things better. How's that working out for Portland, Oregon? Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're going to fight crime by defunding police. How has that worked out? By the way, just today it was announced that a large group of citizens in Minneapolis are suing their own city. Why? Because of the high crime rate. They're not being protected. So they are holding the city accountable for the lack of protection of their citizens. It's a fascinating lawsuit, and I think it has merit. Down in Atlanta, you may remember this story. It was tragic. A black man outside of a Wendy's was shot and killed by police. Remember that? There is absolutely no doubt he was resisting police big time, and then he began to run, and he was shot and killed. And I'm not sure what was determined by the authorities and the investigation and so forth. It certainly was tragic. The young man that was shot, again, was absolutely resisting arrest. But anyway, as a result of the killing, there were riots in Atlanta. They burned that Wendy's to the ground. Remember that? The gangs burned the Wendy's to the ground. Now, think about this. What positive things could be accomplished by burning down a Wendy's? Nothing. And then the protesters set up an encampment where the Wendy's used to stand. And they put up barricades and they wouldn't allow police to come. They declared an independent zone, an autonomous zone, just like they did in Portland, just like they did in Seattle, just like they did in Minneapolis. They did that in Atlanta. And they told the police, this is an autonomous zone. You're not welcome. You stay away. And the liberal Democratic leadership in Atlanta said, well, we don't want to offend them. So they just let them stay there. Well, you may also remember this story. A mother and her 8-year-old daughter were on their way home. And the way home went by this Wendy's, this encampment. A mother and her daughter, 8 years old, innocent, minding their own business, driving by. They get stopped. These protesters stop them and so forth. The mother tries to get away, and somebody opens fire. And this 8-year-old innocent girl was shot and killed. Now, again, the mother was not there to protest. The mother had nothing to do with this, nothing whatsoever. She was just driving by, absolutely innocent. And this 8-year-old girl is shot and killed. Well, her parents yesterday filed a lawsuit against the city of Atlanta, the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, the interim police chief, Rodney Bryant, and council member Joyce Shepherd, as well as Wendy's International. They have filed a lawsuit, a wrongful death suit in the death of their daughter. Their attorney said this, quote, "The city knew this was a dangerous space and they did nothing about it. They knew about specific threats of a barricade that they allowed to be erected and maintained by vigilantes." Quote, "In the weeks before her death, protesters burned down the Wendy's where police shot and killed 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks and set up a blockade surrounding the restaurant on University Avenue that soon became a hotbed of lawlessness." Attorney Sam Stark said city officials were aware of the threat from the rogue armed civilians, but that police, listen to this, police had been told not to patrol the barricaded region. "We believe the evidence shows that the mayor gave specific direction to the police chief and the police department to stand down. The police were told, just leave them alone. Don't bother them." And as a result, an innocent 8-year-old girl was killed. So the parents are suing the city, the police, and I don't know why they're suing Wendy's, but I think there is beginning to be an awakening. The horrific consequences of the liberal left are becoming more and more clear. We can only hope that people, regardless of their political persuasion, will begin to realize this does not work. This is destructive. We can hope. Folks, thanks for joining me. Have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.